You're listening to SBS News.
What about this one?
This one?
Oh. Look nice on you.
Yeah, that's true. Coming up winter time.
Yeah.
Sifting through the racks in the lobby of a public housing tower in Collingwood, Wurundjeri man David Arnold is in the market for a winter coat. He's not a resident here, but the free clothes library is open to anyone in need.
Everybody is Wamandeka, everybody is welcome. And, you know, and I'm very grateful. You need some warm clothes and stuff, you can come along and people can have a look and...
The initiative began with a security guard who wanted to donate a few pairs of trainers to anyone who needed them. He approached not-for-profit community health organisation CoHealth, which has been based on site at public housing towers across the north and west of Melbourne since the pandemic struck. The group's Atlanta Coley says the idea snowballed from there.
Those trainers were snapped up really quickly, and then we really saw that there was an interest and a need, and the call was put out over social media and more clothes started coming in.
Donations from tower residents and the local community flooded in, with volunteers receiving enough clothes, shoes and toys to open a free pop-up shop in the lobby, allowing people to take what they need and also donate when they can. CoHealth Health Concierge Neura Awati helps run the clothes library, and she says it's become a social hub for the community.
The people pop up and grab anything they need, you know, for free, which is amazing. But it's more than clothes. It's about we are making connection with that community.
It's cutty.
Yeah.
Very good.
Resident Harley Augustine says she's been both a recipient and a donor at the clothes library.
I went through a rocky road with my oldest, who has mental health problems, and, you know, went through a stage of not having much. So when I gave, I got as well. So it's just a give-give situation.
Born in the Cook Islands, she says she's donated several garments of traditional dress from her homeland, allowing her to share not just her clothes, but her culture.
Well, for me, I'm big with culture, so I love seeing other cultures wear my culture piece.
Victoria Housing Minister Richard Wynne says the clothes library is promoting cross-cultural understanding in public housing towers.
Amazing. Because it starts a different conversation, doesn't it? It's about saying, where are you from? What's your experience? How did you arrive here? It's great.
Creating a sense of community at a time when the rising cost of living has many reaching out for support. Consumer prices surged by 2.1% during the March quarter, the annual figure hitting a 20-year peak of 5.1%. Minister Wynne says community initiatives like the clothes library are filling an urgent need, whether it's a suit for a job interview or a warm jacket for winter.
People living in public housing are some of our poorest members of our community, and obviously the burden of utility bills is very significant for low-income people, and that's why projects like this that can just take a bit of the edge off.
There's no obligation to return the clothes. It's only asked that people bring them back if they're no longer wanted. CoHealth's Neura Awati says the clothes library is also facilitating conversations about other needs and support for health and well-being.
We can have a chat with them and promote any health upcoming events like the vaccination clinic. And also if some residents need any medical or social needs.
The program has been successfully replicated in other public housing towers, as those with very little do what they can to support a neighbour in need. Abby Dinham, SBS News.